morning, everybody, and welcome to this roadmap episode of 30 Minutes to President's Club. My name is Armand Farouk, and I'm here with my co-host, Nick Sigelski. And today is a special roadmap episode. Normally, every quarter, we go through the upcoming content for that quarter. But this one is not just going to go through the upcoming content for this quarter. We're going to talk about what we've done over the last couple years and what that means in terms of what we plan to do for 2023, because it's going to be a big year for 30 MPC, folks. And so, Nick, what are we going to cover today?
We're doing two things. One, we're going to give you all a look behind the scenes into the business of 30 Minutes to President's Club. And we are also going to give you a look into the future to see some of the content that we have coming down the line in the next quarter.
All right. And so let's start with a look backward down memory lane. And so believe it or not, we are about to turn 3 years old, everybody. And so we started this thing back in 2020. And what happened is when COVID hit, Nick and I were two lonely guys who didn't really like listening to Netflix, or maybe we couldn't afford it, or maybe we were too cheap to buy it. And so instead, we decided to flip on two microphones and start talking to really good salespeople, because we felt like there was no one in the world who was really getting into tactical sales content. In other words, the things that people are actually using today, not things that people used to use back in the 80s. And so 2020 was the year of starting the podcast. Then 2021 hit. And basically, we just kept doing the podcast. But you all helped this thing take off. What happened is we had a bunch of banner guests, whether it was Joe Caprio or Kyle Coleman or Morgan Ingram or Jason Bay, the faces that people associate with 30 Minutes to President's Club, all of a sudden that made this amazing show. And by the end of the year, we were pacing to have the most downloads per month out of any sales podcast in the world. So 2021 was the year of the number one podcast, and that's because of everyone that's listening today. Then in 2022, we launched Tactic Teardowns. In other words, our first ever webinar series, alongside the newsletter and other things too. And it started with a humble number of registrants. And by the end of the year, at times we have paced to over 3,000 people registering for a single webinar. And that has made us now the number one sales webinar series. And so Nick, 2023 is not the year of the number one podcast. It's not the year of the number one webinar series. It's actually the year of the club, or in other words, the year of the number one platform. What does that mean?
Well, I distinctly remember one of our very first 30 Minutes to President's Club planning meetings before we even launched the show. And one of the big decisions we made up front was we did not want 30 Minutes to President's Club to be just the Nick and Armand show, aka Nick and Armand come on and blather about all of the stuff that we know, how we're great sellers, how we are the best at knowing how to execute on every element of selling. We wanted the show to be something where we highlighted other people. And so if you listen to our episodes, it's like 88% the guest talking. And that is by design. We want to tease out the best tactics and habits and battle rhythms of the best sellers out there. And we have a lot of people that come to us, Armand, and say, oh, I wish you guys did more content. I wish you guys did a course. I wish you guys would record double the number of the episodes. And a decision that we have made is we are going to release something that you will see called the President's Club, or the Club, where if there is an elite seller out there, we've started to get to know some of the best salespeople in the United States, some even in the world, actually. If they are creating content, we want them doing it associated with 30 Minutes to President's Club. And so you're going to see more 30 Minutes to President's Club content, hyper-tactical, extremely value-dense, only stuff that you can pick up, steal, and use that day. But it will be other people in addition to me and Armand.
And what that might mean is you might have one of our three-time guests maybe host a webinar. You might have a guest host on the podcast. We had some amazing success with Sarah Brazier's cold call script or Charlotte Johnson's cold email drip. And you're going to see more and more and more world-class creators amplified by 30 MPC so we can continue to create more and more and more killer content for you guys as well.
Now, Armand, in order to do that, we're going to need a little bit more horsepower. And for those of you listening, y'all might know that I came full-time with 30 Minutes to President's Club back over the summer. And I am so pleased to announce that we have acquired a new employee. And this person, I don't know. I was going to make a joke or something, Armand, but you're coming full time and I'm grateful for you because I know how many Saturdays and Sundays and evenings and 6 a.m. recording sessions you've done with me to make 30 Minutes to President's Club work. So I'm just going to say welcome to the team. And I would give you a hug if we weren't on Zoom right now.
Amazing. And so everyone, just to give you a little bit of a look behind the scenes in terms of what this means is the way that Nick and I divide up duties at 30 Minutes to President's Club is he takes on everything related to sales. And what I mean by that is he's responsible for selling sponsorships. He does a lot of the customer success. He makes sure that we have good content collaborations with our sponsors, etc. I manage our product and our marketing. So anytime you see a concept for a new webinar, or you see the newsletter come out, or we think about doing things like Sarah Brazier's cold calling script, that's really me. And so we've gotten to the point where Nick has done this amazing job bringing on so many new sponsors, and we want to create more content, but really I've been the blocker to that. And it's killing us because everyone that's listening to this episode now is asking us to get on TikTok or to write a book or to do double the episodes per week. And we can't because I'm the blocker on product. And so as always, folks, what this does not mean is we become less relevant in the world of sales because I'm no longer the VP of sales at a company. What this means is this allows us to get even closer to the best sellers in the world and again, create the club so we can give you all even more content. And so as my first motion being full-time, what I would like to ask the audience and everyone listening right now is we have three or four things that we're thinking of doing from a product standpoint, and we cannot launch all of them this year, but there are a couple really exciting ones, and I want you all to email us after this and tell us which product idea you are most excited about, okay? But before we do that, Nick, can we tell the audience how we think about launching new products?
Yeah, we have taken great caution not to get distracted by shiny object syndrome. It would be extremely easy for us to say, you know what, let's launch a course and get on YouTube, and we're also going to do coaching, and we're also going to do consulting, and oh, we're also going to launch a software product, but we won't do that. Our three pieces of criteria anytime we decide to take on a new venture at 30 Minutes to President's Club. One, can we be the best in the world at it? Not can we be good at it, not can we be great at it, but can we be the best in the world at it? If we can't be the best in the world at it, somebody else should do it. Two, do we actually care about it? There's a lot of things, Armand, I think you and I could be great at. I could be a professional guacamole eater, but I don't know if I would really care about that. I might enjoy it, but I don't know if I would really care about it. So we have to have some passion for the stuff we're doing. We have to be able to be the best at it. And then it also needs to be economically feasible. What we're not going to do is stuff that we can't actually monetize and, I don't know, pay our rent with now or our health insurance. So if those three criteria are met, we will consider doing it. And you have some ideas.
That's exactly right. All right. So we're going to run three of them by you all. And at the end of this, Nick will remind you, but please email production at 30mpc.com. and tell us which of these three you'd want to see, okay? So number one is if 2021 was the year of the number one pod, 2022 was the year of the number one webinar series, one idea is 2023 could be the year of the number one sales book. It is amazing how forward-thinking and how tactical some podcast guests can get. And it's not just our podcast. Even other podcasts out there are talking about the latest and greatest in terms of sequence technology, how to structure an outreach cadence, what have you. But then you read some of these sales books and they're totally stuck in the dark ages, right? And so what we've found is that there's a lot of really dated written content and the sales book scene could use a little bit of a refresh. And so we've thought about launching a three-part book series, which would be the book on cold calling, the book on cold emailing, and the book on how to be a machine back to back to back. And so we could launch a three-part book series. That's number one. Number two is a lot of people have said, why don't you do a podcast on sales leadership? We have so many different ways to open a cold call, but we don't have a way to run a manager one-on-one or to run a pipeline review or to forecast, right? How do you think about hiring? How do you think about building a team, right? And now with me full-time, one idea would be to make Mondays the leadership podcast and then Wednesdays the sellers podcast, the traditional 30 Minutes to President's Club. That's number two, leadership content. And then number three is we get a lot of requests for video content. And what I mean by that is some people have asked us for like video course style stuff. Other people have asked us for YouTube videos. Other people have asked us for short form content like TikTok videos. That's the third bucket that comes up a lot because we do a lot of like audio and written content, but not a ton of video content. All right. So to recap, the three buckets are sales book, leadership content, or video content. Those are the three. You can also email us at production@30mpc.com with four, none of the above, or five, here is something else that I would recommend you do. And so the world is your oyster. Let us do the deciding on what we actually decide on, but please flood our inbox with ideas, and we truly do read and try to reply to every single one of those emails.
Yes. So let's talk about some of the stuff that we are actually pursuing in the next quarter, which is content. So for those of you who haven't shown up on our Tactic Teardown webinar series, the reason that we launched that is it's easy to talk about how to open a cold call on a podcast. And it's easy to talk about best practices for email, but it's kind of tough to like teach somebody how to write a sales email if they can't actually see it. The visual element is extremely important. So we explicitly create webinars that could not have been a podcast because a big piece of the value density on those is actually seeing what is on the screen. So upcoming in January, we're going to be doing a live cold email objection handling class with Armand and Josh Braun. In February, we'll be doing a cold call clip critique review with Sarah Brazier and Jason Bay. And then in March, we're going to be doing a discovery tape review where we're going to be actually replaying somebody's discovery call and pausing throughout to help review the game tape. And that's going to be with Charles Mulbauer. So if you go to 30mpc.com/teardown, you can get on the latest one. There's also a link in the show notes. We would love to see you there.
Alrighty, folks. And what will this be headlined by is in Q3, we launched the first ever tactic toolkit, which was Charlotte Johnson's cold outbound drip. And thousands of people downloaded that. And then thousands of people the next quarter downloaded Sarah Brazier's cold call script. And so we're starting off this year, not with something prospecting this time, but we're starting it with something associated with discovery. And that is going to be my very own big team meeting deck. In other words, after you've done a discovery call and now you're doing a demo with a big team, and you need to run a room of more than 2 to 3 people, what is a deck that you can use to work the heck out of the room without decking someone to death? All right. And so you've got your webinars of the quarter, or your tactic teardowns of the quarter, rather. You've got your toolkit of the quarter, and then you have the number one question that you can answer for all of us. And Nick, could you remind the audience one more time how they can help us before we leave?
Yes. So the email to email is production, production@30mpc.com. Let us know how you're feeling about the different content paths that Armand proposed. Should we write a sales book? Should we create sales leadership content? Should we be creating video content? Should we throw all of those ideas in the trash and just do nothing? Or should we do something else? Let us know. We really value your feedback. And as always, thank you for listening to 30 Minutes to President's Club. Today's tip to optimize your sales day is brought to you by Boomerang. If you get an email and the action required on that email is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, do it on the spot. It's not worth adding it to your to-do list, having to look at the item, remember what you need to do. That's going to take you more than 2 minutes anyway. So do it on the spot, get it off your plate. Now, we documented our best templates and tips to help you optimize your sales day with our friends at Boomerang, and you can get that documentation for free at the link in the show notes. Today's prospecting tip is brought to you by Woodpecker. When you're sending a sales email, you generally want to avoid putting punctuation in the subject line. If you've got an exclamation point, it makes it seem like you're shouting at them, look at this amazing offer, and a question mark just smells salesy, so avoid punctuation. Now, if you want to steal my full sales cadence from my friends at Woodpecker, there's a link in the show notes for you to go get it and try it for free.